It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
The second half of the Big Five conference season starts tonight with Del Norte High's boys basketball team tied atop the standings, facing a Eureka team determined to knock the Warriors off their perch. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us here tonight on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, the Hiuchi Hamlet, and by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. We are in Eureka, where Del Norte will take on the Loggers here at Jay Woolard Gymnasium. The Warriors won the first meeting of the season between the two teams and need to make it two in a row to stay in the hunt for a conference championship. We'll be back with the Warrior pregame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to Eureka High, where the Warriors and the Loggers will resume their longtime Big Five Conference rivalry tonight. Earlier this evening in junior varsity action, Del Norte trailed by 6 at halftime, tied the game at 33 after three quarters, but Eureka started the fourth quarter, outscoring Del Norte 9-0. And eventually claimed a 49-44 win. Merritt Crabb scored 12 to lead the Warriors, who are now 1-4 in conference and 4-7 overall. For the second game in a row, Dillner's freshman team was forced to cancel as COVID protocol limited the Warriors to just 4 healthy players available. Freshmen are 5-6 overall this season. Well, it was 16 days ago that Eureka's varsity team came to Crescent City, where the Warriors captured a 55-43 victory to start the Big Five season. Del Norte dominated early, leading by 13 after one quarter, 18 at halftime. That's when Eureka came storming back, cutting the Warriors' lead to as few as 6 before Del Norte pulled away in the final 4 minutes. Del Norte was led by Nani Scott, who scored 20, and Darrell Horton, who came through with a career high at that time, 19 points. Eureka got 14 points from Caden Spans and 11 from Hans Chalmers. Since then, Del Norte has defeated Fortuna by 32 and McKinleyville by 9 on Tuesday night in Crescent City. So the Warriors come into tonight's game with a 3-1 conference mark, 12-4 overall. Yes, they do. The lone loss to Arcata, and that was in the Tigers' gym. The Loggers are 1-2 in conference with a win over Fortuna and losses to the Warriors and to Arcata. Now, Tuesday night, Eureka took care of a good St. Bernard's team, 63-53, with Caden Vance scoring 30 points against a team that came into the game with a 12-3 record. The key to that one, according to the coaching staff at Eureka, was that the Loggers had a full-strength lineup and they played their style of basketball. If the Loggers can continue to do that, they believe they can string together some wins. For Del Norte, well, it may be a first-year coach for the Warriors and Chris Rice, but it's traditional Del Norte basketball. Hard-nosed defense and a balanced scoring attack. Warriors are giving up on average 43 points a game overall this season. No other conference team comes within 7 points of that average. Offensively, Del Norte has just a single player in double digits, that being senior Edwin Zepeda at 11 a game. But Scott comes in at 8.6 a game, Wyatt Robeson is averaging 8.2, and Horton is at 7.6. But since the start of the conference season, Horton has been stout offensively. In the four Big Five games, the senior is averaging a team-high 15 points a game. In Del Norte's Tuesday night win at home over McKinleyville, the Warriors struggled offensively early, but its defense kept the Warriors in the contest in the first half. Del Norte trailed by 3 at halftime, but finally found the mark after the break. Zepeda had 8 in the second half, Horton had 7, Scott had 6, as the Warriors won going away. So let's take a look at the starting lineups, which are brought to you by DelNorteSports.com with scheduled news and rebroadcast of Warrior games. That's DelNorteSports.com. And for the Eureka Loggers, which is 1-2 in conference, they'll start Evan Hodges. He's a 6'2 junior averaging 4 points a game. Hans Chalmers is the 6'3 junior. He's scoring at a 14.2 a game clip. Caden Vance coming off a 30-point game against St. Bernard's. He's a 6'5 junior averaging 16.5. Jordan Urban is a 5'10 junior averaging 6.8. And Jamin Gilbert is a 6'5 junior averaging 3.2 points a game. For the Warriors, 3-1 in conference, 12-4 overall. It'll be the same starting lineup as we saw Tuesday night against McKinleyville. Drell Horton, the 6'2 senior, 7.6 points a game. Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer, he's a senior, 6'2 and 11 points a game. Wyatt Robeson, 5'10 junior, the ball handler, 8.2 a game. Nani Scott, he's a 6'3 junior, averaging 8.6. And Connor Price, who sank a trio of three-pointers against McKinleyville, he's a 6'5 senior, averaging 4.3 a game. Key player for Del Norte of late has been Ethan Thomas, who's coming off the bench and doing a lot of things that don't actually show up so much in the stats, but they show up on the scoreboard with Del Norte getting a lead. Nobody in the stands. It's empty here at Jay Willard Arena. The Warriors will be in their all-black uniforms with the gold highlighted numbers, and we are underway, and the Warriors will get the opening tip. Robeson with the ball, tightly guarded. He gets in the paint, kicks it out, and they'll bring it back in. Tries to get it to Robeson, and the ball is eventually stolen by Eureka, but the Loggers stepped on the end line, and so Del Norte will get the ball back. Robeson will inbound from the baseline, and now there's some question about whether the shot clock needs to be reset. And they're running the shot clock down to where it's supposed to be, and that's 28 seconds. Warriors going left to right. And still some question. 7:48 to go, no score. Del Norte coming off its 9-point victory over McKinleyville on Tuesday, while Eureka was knocking off St. Bernard's by 10. Once it's figured out, Robeson gets it to Zepeda, and he traveled. So back-to-back turnovers for Del Norte to start the game. And bringing the ball up court will be Hans Chalmers. Horton will pick him up out high. Give the ball over to Urban. Now to Hodges. Back to Chalmers. He'll launch the three, and it is good. So Eureka takes a 3-0 lead to start things off. Robeson bringing a lot of leadership to that point guard role that was missing when he was gone with COVID. Gets the ball over to Horton outside. Quick pass back to Robeson. He'll penetrate, puts it up with the left hand, and scores. 3-2 our score. Eureka in front on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Hodges. Gets a little bump, goes hard to the basket. It goes all the way around and comes out, and the Warriors will push the pace. To Zepeda. Back out to Price. He'll launch the three off the front rim, but rebounded by the Z-man. Zepeda has the ball taken away from him. Another turnover. That's three turnovers in the first minute and a half by Del Norte. Eureka with the ball, lobbed it inside. Shot goes up, no good, and rebounded by Robeson as Gilbert's shot was just too strong. Price has it on the far side. Gives it over to Zepeda. The senior dribbling with his right hand near the top of the key. Over to Price, 20 to shoot. Now to Horton outside. Swings it over to Robeson. He'll take the three off the glass. Will not drop, and rebounded by Eureka. Urban with the ball, gives it up, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Chalmers. And three-point shot goes up, and that one is good by Jordan Urban, and that makes it 6-2. Loggers in front. Del Norte, the first time these two teams played, jumped to a 16-3 lead. Not the case tonight. Nani Scott with the ball. Gets into the paint, puts it up off the glass and in. Scott cuts the Logger lead down to 2. With the ball is Urban. They get it inside to Gilbert. He has to give it back up. Chalmers has it. Tries to go left. Gets cut off nicely by Horton. And the Loggers have to reverse. Skip pass. Saved by Chalmers. Gets in the paint. Ball almost stolen twice from Gilbert. But he gets it up. Chalmers gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Robeson. Robeson finds Nani Scott. Now to the far side to Price. A little bit outside his range. And so he'll give it up to Zepeda. Top of the key. He penetrates. And jump ball will be called. And it will be Eureka's possession. Zepeda got up in the air and didn't know what to do. Coming into the game for the Warriors is Thomas, averaging 4 points a game. He's a senior, and as mentioned, he's been doing a lot of things very well away from the ball. Chalmers with the ball for Eureka, gives it up, and now gets it right back. Ball gets knocked down by Horton. He lays it up, and he misses it. He went up late and hit the bottom of the rim, and it's out of bounds off Del Norte. Six-four, our score. 4:20 to go here in the opening stanza on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Chalmers looking for a screen. Loses the handle briefly, but tracks it down. Gives it up, three-pointer on the way, and that one is good as Caden Vance continuing his hot offensive effort after scoring 30 on Tuesday against St. Bernard's. 9-4, Eureka in front. Robeson with the ball right in front of the Eureka bench. Tries to penetrate, can't. Gives it up and then gets it right back. Chalmers tightly guarding him. Gets a screen and they're going to call an offensive foul against Del Norte as Wharton set an illegal screen. And timeout is going to be called by Del Norte coach Chris Rice. With 3:42 to go in the first quarter, it's Eureka 9 and Del Norte 4. That gives us a chance to say hello to members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes South Coast Appliance, new and used appliances behind Dutch Brothers in Brookings and coming soon to Crescent City. Lisa McCown, your State Farm agent like a good neighbor. Lisa is there. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service in Crescent City and in Brookings. Affordable Tow. Affordable Tow is the way to go for expert windshield replacements. 464-6464. 9-4, Eureka in front. Del Norte in first place in the Big Five Conference, tied with Arcata with 3-1 records. McKinleyville is 2-1. Eureka is 1-2, and Fortuna is 0-4. On Tuesday, Del Norte knocked off McKinleyville 47-38. Arcata took care of Fortuna 73-65, and Eureka knocked off St. Bernard's by 10, 63-53. Not the start that Del Norte wanted, and certainly not the start we saw Del Norte have at home when these two teams met to start the Big Five Conference season. Loggers with the ball. Ball is stolen briefly and goes out of bounds, and it will be off the Warriors. Good hustle, but Horton just could not contain it. So Hodges will inbound, throws it into the backcourt to Chalmers. Hans crosses the key. Ball's almost stolen again from Hodges. He gives it to Chalmers. He tries to penetrate. His pass to Vance, and eventually the ball worries its way over to Gilbert. He misses it, but the Warriors mishandle the rebound, and it goes right into the hands on Chalmers. And then Coach Rice is given an official warning, something that was put in the referee's toolbox about 3 years ago. It's not used a lot, but it can be an effective tool for referees to let a coach know, okay, we're done talking about that. Price with the ball, gives it to Thomas, way out high, Gilbert on him. Back to Price. He finds Horton, who goes inside to Nani Scott. His pass is knocked away, but tracked down by Thomas, and he is fouled as Gilbert picks up the first Eureka foul of the night. Back in the game for Del Norte is Zepeda, and Connor Price will get a little rest. Patton Harbin comes in for Eureka, and Gilbert comes out. 2-3 zone by Eureka. Thomas with the ball, gives it to Robeson inside, and then back out, quick pass to Thomas. As Del Norte tries to figure this out, long three-pointer by Robeson hits the back iron, bounds away, and the Loggers will try to fast break. Urban gets it, goes all the way to the hoop, misses, but he is fouled. And Robeson picks up the second team foul of the game for Del Norte. 11-4 our score. And Urban with a chance to add that score. Shot is up. Shot is good. 12-4. Urban, a 5'10 junior. Right-hander puts it up, and that is also true. Warriors down by 9 with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter on the Sedacus Hospital scoreboard. Robeson penetrates, then kicks it out to Thomas. Into Scott on the far side corner. He'll drive baseline, double team, has to give it back up to Robeson. Swings it out to Zepeda, and he is bumped out high by Harbin. So Del Norte will get a fresh shot clock. And the Warriors will inbound underneath. Robeson will do the honors. Looking, time running out. He sends up way out high to Zepeda. They try to get the ball inside to Nani, and it's tipped out of bounds by Eureka. The Warriors will keep possession. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. 13-4 our score. Eureka leading. Ball goes to Scott. He'll go baseline. Puts it up strong. It rolls up, but rebounding it is Horton, and he's fouled, and we'll get two shots for his efforts. Harbin picks up his second foul. Correction, not Harbin. Hodges. Horton's shot is up, then he rattles it home. First point for the senior, and he'll get another one. 74% free throw shooter is the right-hander. He makes them both. And Delnorth cuts the lead. A little pressure, full court pressure by Delnorth, but then they back off. They try to trap. And eventually, the Loggers are able to get it inside. Shot goes up, no good, but rebounded by Chalmers. Nobody blocked him out. And it's 15-6 again, with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Robeson gets it to Zepeda. He'll take the jumper, and he'll score. That's Edwin's first basket of the night. It's 15-8. Urban with it, with Robeson guarding him. Now he'll try to penetrate, puts it up, and he gets it in. Urban has 7 of Eureka's 17 points, and it's a 9-point game again. Robeson gets it over to Z, tries to get inside to Horton. It's poked away, but he tracks it down, and then he's fouled.
Hey, Horton! 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 Horton!
And Hodges picks up his second foul. Price comes back in. Nani Scott will get a breather with 47 seconds to go. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. They get it to Zepeda. He'll turn around and knock down the jumper. Back-to-back baskets for Zepeda. And Delmar cuts the margin back down to 7 again. With the ball is Urban. He swings it over to Chalmers. Now he finds Vance. Back to Urban. Back to Vance. Nice ball movement by the Loggers. As Urban has it, guarded by Ron's three-pointer up, no good, rebounded by Robeson. And Delnorth can play for the last shot. Instead, they got a chance, and now they're going to back it up. To Price, into the far side corner, to Horton, back out to Thomas. Thomas goes baseline, and he is fouled with 5 seconds to go. Ian Savage, who has checked in, gets the foul. And they're going to say he was shooting. Now they change their mind. They say that it's on the ground. So, wholesale changes for Delnorth. Robeson will inbound underneath with 5 seconds to go. Robeson gets it to Nani Scott. He'll put up the three off the rim. Price gets it. He bounces it once, goes off. He makes it. He's fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot one. Caden Vance gets the foul. And Delnorth, which trailed by 9 just seconds ago, as Price drops it in, cuts it down to 4. And that is the end of the first quarter. Delnorth offensively really struggled and not much better defensively, but a late three-point play by Connor Price puts Delnorth within 4 at 17-13. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnorth Sports.
Delnorth Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnorth Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnorth Warrior Games online at DelnorthSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delnorth Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnord Office Supply.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Eureka High School. 17-13, our score. Longers leading the Warriors as we start the second half of the Big Five conference season. Delmar will start the second quarter with the ball, and Robeson gets it across the timeline. He's double-teamed there. He gives it up very quickly, finds Scott, back to Robeson, way out high. He tries to penetrate, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Into the game for Delnord is Cooper Maxwell.
Hold it! I got to move it around!
For the Warriors. Delnord will inbound on the far side corner. 6'5", Connor Price will have the honors. Ball high above his head. Caden Vance guarding him. Tosses it way out. And Robeson picks it up. Robeson gives it over to Maxwell. Trying to get rid of it, and he travels with it. Another turnover for Delnord. There's been a rash of them so far in this first half. Delnord trailed by 9 with less than a minute to go. But a nice little rally in the final seconds helped close it to 4. Vance puts it up off the glass, misses, rebounded strong by Zepeda. Delnord will bring the ball up court. Junior Wyatt Robeson with it. Picks up his dribble, swings it over to Price. He goes baseline, puts it up off the glass, misses, and rebounded by the Loggers. We'll go the other way. Urban pushing the pace. Takes it into the middle, swings it out over to Savage. He'll give it up. Shot goes up, and the ball's thrown away. So a turnover by the Loggers. And into the game for Delnord is Tanner Skerrick. Skerrick, the senior, averaging almost 2 a game. So it will be Robeson, Price, Zepeda, Skerrick, and Nani Scott. Robeson finds Skerrick. Now to Nani. He'll take the baseline jumper and score. Scott has 4. And Delnord now trails by just 1. Shot goes up, no good. Kicked out. Chalmers has it. Correction, Delnord trails by 2, 17-15. Good ball movement by the Loggers. And cutting to the basket and laying him in is Ian Savage. As he found a lane like a running back would on the football field. 19-15 our score. Warriors trailing as Donnie Scott takes a 3 that he really didn't have a chance to set his feet on. Misses badly, and the Loggers go the other way. They launch a 3, misses, and rebounded by Price. Horton will come in on the next dead ball for the Warriors. With the ball, Skerrick swings it over to Price. Skip pass to Robeson. Back to Nani. He'll take the baseline jumper and nail it. 6 points, including back-to-back baskets for the junior. And now it's just a 2-point lead for the Loggers on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Chalmers gives it to Vance. He'll try to penetrate. Has the ball poked away. Gets it back. Has to kick it out. And the Loggers will set things up again. With the ball, Savage gives it over to Chalmers. 12 to shoot on the shot clock. Kicks it out. Inside. Ball is on the ground. Stolen. And they're going to say it's a kicked ball by Delnord. And that will give a fresh shot clock. As Matz comes in for Delnord. Brody Matz along with Horton. Ball's inbound to Vance, who gives it to Savage. Almost travels, but he kept the pivot foot down. Now to Urban, who had a terrific first quarter for the Loggers. Robeson guarding him. Thomas will come in at the next dead ball. Three-pointer on the way, misses, and rebounded by Delnord, and a foul against the Loggers. and we will go to the other end for 1-1, and Mats will go to the line with a chance to tie the game. Mats, not exactly the best free throw shooter on a team that is not all that great at shooting free throws, just 38%. Specifically 3 of 8 for the season. 17 fouls against the Loggers. Perfect is Matt's shot. Just 2 team fouls against Del Norte. So here's the senior's second one. The left-hander puts it up a little strong and rebounded by Eureka. 19-18. Del Norte has whittled what had been a 9-point lead down to 1. With the ball is Savage. He drives, puts it up off the glass too hard, rebounded by Vance. He's fouled from behind and will have to score points at the free throw line. That is the second foul, however, on Adriel Horton. Vance, 66% this season from the charity stripe. He'll get 2, and Nani Scott will come in here in just a second. His first one is way short. So Scott comes in, Horton goes out. Coach Rice subbing a lot so far here in the first half. 4:31 to go in the first half. 19-18 our score. And Vance will get his second. Very high and too strong. And rebounded by Zepeda. As Scott and Hodges collide, both end up on the floor. Warriors going to run a little weave. They get it to Robeson. And a foul is going to be called against Eureka. Urban picks up his first. Eighth team foul. Robeson gets 2. A 59% shooter this season. He's actually better than that. He had 1 game where he couldn't make a free throw to save his life. He makes that one and makes it look easy. And we are tied at 19. The Warriors have come back from 9-point deficit. And now Robeson has a chance to give Del Norte the lead for the first time tonight. The junior puts it up, and it falls out, but it's tipped around. And Thomas, outstanding effort by Thomas to save the ball. Del Norte will get another possession. Z has it, gives it back to Thomas. Looking inside, they get it to Nani. He gets bumped from behind, and he'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. That is going to be Caden Vance's second foul of the night. Del Norte 5 of 6 at the free throw line so far. Scott's shot is too strong and rebounded by Eureka. 19-19 our score, just over halfway through the second quarter. Chalmers gives it over to Hodges. The ball is tipped away out of bounds off Del Norte. Donovan Melander is in the game. He of the very distinctive hairstyle. And, in fact, he will inbound. And Chalmers has it. He'll bring it across the timeline. Double screen set for him. Tries to get it through to Melander. He does. And eventually it goes to Urban. He'll put up the shot from the paint, off the glass, no good, tipped around. Thomas comes down with it. He holds on to it for dear life until the Loggers clear, hands it off to Robeson, the junior. Finds Z. Now he gives it to Thomas. Inside. And a travel as Robeson probably should have shot when he had the chance. Tried to find a cutting Warrior to the basket. Still 19-19 as we approach 3 minutes to play in the half. Chalmers. Penetrates, stops, balls loose, diving people all over the place. And timeout will be called by Del Norte. Excellent hustle by Maxwell to grab the possession. And Del Norte will get the ball with a chance to take the lead. Gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscaster Club members, which include Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. Better Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chawal Benz and Harwick, good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment, go Warriors. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. And Del Norte Office Supply, Debbie and her team says customer service, well, you should expect that. And that's what you get at Del Norte Office Supply. Just a tick under 3 minutes, 19-19 our score. Loggers led several times by nine, but Del Norte has fought its way back. And Del Norte will now be in the double bonus the rest of this half. Del Norte has just three team fouls. Robeson with it, gives it to Maxwell. Way out high, looking, picks up his dribble, and swings it over to Robeson in the corner. Robeson back to Maxwell, 15 to shoot. Finds Weston Fitch is in the game. He's way out high, now to Scott. Thought about the three. Instead, he'll drive, puts up kind of a hook shot with the left hand. It goes in, but it will not count as they will call that an offensive foul. And Nani Scott has his first foul of the night. So wipe the basket off. It will stay 19-19 with 2:31 to go. And they'll take a few moments and clean up the sweat that's on the floor. Stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. We're going to be talking about that Del Norte High wrestling team, which once again dominated a Big Five conference foe last night. We'll also be talking about Humboldt State women, Del Norte High girls basketball team, and much, much more. Chalmers with the ball. He has not taken a break so far tonight. Urban with it now. Swings it back to Chalmers. He drives. Puts it up with the right hand off the glass and in. Nice move by the junior. His first basket of the second quarter. He has nine for the game. And the Loggers lead by two. Maxwell with the ball. Gives it to Thomas, swings it to Robeson in the corner. Robeson with Urban all over him, and Urban gets called for the foul. That's Urban's second foul. Price will come back in after the first free throw as Robeson goes to the line. He's one for two there so far today. The junior puts it up. Off the front rim and off to the side. Price comes in, and Fitch comes out. Gets a good job from Coach Rice. 1:58 to go. Here comes Wyatt's second shot. It's up. It's good. So it's back to a one-point deficit for Del Norte, 21-20. Just under 2 minutes left. Horton. Ball goes to Melander, and his shot is good, but they will count it. He is fouled. And picking up the foul for Del Norte was Maxwell. Zepeda comes back in. Maxwell will take a seat. So give Melander the basket and the chance at the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Little hitch in the get-along on the shot, but it goes in. So, 24-20. It was tied at 19. Del Norte with the ball. Robeson gives it over to Scott at the top of the key. Finds Thomas outside. Chalmers guarding him. Now to Zepeda. Quick pass inside. Scott was not expecting it, and it almost took his head off. Eureka comes up with it. Melander goes baseline, kicks it back out. Thought about a three. Instead, it's a drive to the hoop, no good, and rebounded by Scott. Scott still trying to blink his way out, and that ball must have hit him right in the face. He's still trying to figure it out.
Hey, timeout, please.
And Coach Rice wants a timeout. Nobody can hear him, and that's a good thing because the PETA goes to the hoop and scores. And they want a timeout so that Nani Scott can come out for an injury. And Matz comes back in for the Warriors. On the pass, he hit Scott in the face, and he's trying to blink it, get the cobwebs out. Not bleeding. That's the good news. 24-22, 45 seconds to go. Eureka has the ball. Chalmers penetrates, kicks it out. They'll bring it back out. With the ball is Savage, who finds Hodges. Over to Chalmers. He'll launch the three. It's no good. Battle for it, and it's saved by Eureka, but it goes right to Robeson. He goes right around one defender, gets into the paint, puts it up off the glass. No good, and rebounded by Gilbert of Eureka. Shot clock is off. But they'll take a three-pointer anyway and make it. That's Hodges, his first three of the day, first points of the night. And it's 27-22 with 10 seconds to go. Robeson not realizing time's running out. To Thomas, back to Robeson. He'll take the long three, misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. And that is the way that the first half ends. Delmort fell behind early, trailed by 9 on several occasions. Got it back to actually tied at 19. But the Longers responded, and they'll go into the locker room leading 27-22. We'll be back with the Hiachi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiachi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiachi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiachi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiachi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chowell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiachi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Listen to what happens when one person plans for the future by planting a tree. And when a whole community plants trees, large and small. Add more communities and different kinds of trees mixed together in each place. With good planning and care, those trees can grow into a forest that fills the neighborhood. The American Planting Association invites you to learn about all the benefits of trees at planting.org. That's planting.org. Discover how planning, planting, and protecting a healthy mix of trees helps communities in all kinds of ways. Where there are trees, neighborhoods are livable and walkable. Air is cleaner, and rainwater soaks back into the earth. Trees are a hallmark of sustaining places. Planning for them right from the start helps create communities of lasting value. Public service of this station and the American Planning Association.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride.
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to Eureka High School, where Del Norte trails the Loggers at halftime, 27-22. Thank you for joining us here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. I'm John Pritchett, and let's take a look at some other things Warrior-related. And we'll start off with the Del Norte High wrestling team, which had a dual meet last night in Tunin Gymnasium, albeit an empty one, with McKinleyville. To say it was lopsided would be an understatement. The Warriors won 78-6. Winning by falls were Alexander Osborne, Eric Stansberry, Curtis Bartley, Seg Bates, Reginald Lofton, and Alana Skippel. I hope I pronounced those names correctly. Now, Del Norte will be in action tomorrow and Saturday for a major tournament in Santa Rosa. This is coming off an impressive performance at a tournament last Saturday in Eureka. Humboldt State's women's basketball team is in action tonight, taking on Cal State East Bay in Hayward. Now, former Del Norte High standout and now freshman with the Lumberjacks, Jaden Clifton, has started the past two games and played very well last week in the Lumberjacks' double overtime loss. HSU's next home game will be on Thursday, January 27th, when Chico State comes to town. In Big Five Conference news, after Eureka coach Andrew Harrelson announced he was stepping down from the head football coaching position after two seasons at the helm of the Loggers, St. Bernard's High announced it has inked a five-year contract with Matt Tomlin, the very successful coach for the Crusaders. That's, say what you want about Coach Tomlin. He's not everybody's cup of tea, but he is very successful, taking a school with very limited enrollment and taking on all comers, and more than handling their own, indeed. Last night in girls' basketball action, Del Norte fell to McKinleyville 46-44 in a game that Del Norte thought they had in hand, but the Panthers came charging back to win in the final seconds. Lily Nunez had 16 points for Del Norte, and Anissa Bettinga had 8 for the Warriors, who fell to 1-3 in conference and 6-11 overall. We'll be back with more of the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chalwell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnord Office Supply.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for the Loggers. They were led by Jordan Urban, who had 7 points all in the first quarter, and Hans Chalmers, who had 9 altogether. With 3 points each, Evan Hodges, Donovan Melander, and Caden Vance just had 3, coming off a 30-point performance on Tuesday night. For Del Norte, the Warriors were led by Edwin Zepeda. He had 6. So did Nani Scott. Wyatt Robeson has 4. Connor Price has 3. Darrell Horton has 2. And Brony Matz has 1. This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Hiuchi Hamlet, which has hot drinks and cold snacks. It has cold snacks and hot drinks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Eureka will start the ball to start the second half. We'll start with the ball to start the second half. Going left to right. And the Loggers leading Del Norte 27-22, thanks to a final 30 seconds that lifted the Loggers up. Vance will get the first shot, misses it, and rebounded by Scott for Del Norte. Robeson swings it over to Zepeda on the far side, trying to get it to Horton. His bounce pass is too hard, but Robeson's able to track it down. He goes right to the hoop, finds Horton, pump fakes, goes up strong. He is fouled and will go to the line for a pair of shots. That's Evan Hodges' third foul for the Loggers. Horton, who's been averaging 15 a game during the Big Five conference season, has been held to just 2 free throws tonight. Make it 3 as he swishes the first one. Here comes the senior's second one. Up, and that one's good as well. 27-24, back to a 3-point deficit for Del Norte on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Chalmers with the ball. Cross-court pass to Urban. He'll drive, gets cut off nicely by Robeson. He has to give it up to Savage. A correction to Hodges. Now back to Chalmers. He'll put the ball up and in as he found a lane and took advantage of it. Chalmers has 11 now, and the lead is back to 5 as the Warriors turn it over. A 1-on-2 fast break, and a foul will be called on Wyatt Robeson, who's pleading his case that he never touched him. It was not a shooting foul. Okay, they're going to say it is a shooting foul. And it will be Hodges going to the line once he gets his shoes fixed. Very colorful shoes. And he'll have 2. He's a 78% free throw shooter this season. First one's up. And it's good. 6-point lead for Eureka. As Thomas comes back in, Robeson will come out. Second one is up. It's short, but rebounded by the Loggers. But that shot is no good, but rebounded again by the Loggers. So a third opportunity for Eureka to expand their 6-point lead. And Scott knocks the ball out of bounds. which will give Delnord a chance to take a big, deep breath and get their defensive game plan in place. Chalmers with the ball.
Help die!
30-24, the score. Eureka in front. Out to Hodges.
Help die!
Gives it to Urban. The Loggers with the ball. Urban drives, puts it up, and no good. Rebounded by Zepeda. Zepeda will bring the ball up court with Robeson on the bench. Swings it over to Price on the far side. Looking to get it inside to Horton. They can't. And so now Price will dribble the ball. Gets it to Horton at the top of the key. Back to Price. He'll launch the three. Misses. Rebounded by Nani Scott. He's double-teamed under the basket, so he dribbles out of trouble. Thought about going back baseline. He's double-teamed, and he finds Thomas way outside. Fresh shot clock for Delnorant so they can set things up. High pass to Zepeda, who tried to get it inside to Thomas. It's knocked away and recovered by the Loggers. 30-24 with 5:40 to go, third quarter. With the ball is Hodges. He'll give it over to Urban. Tries to get it inside to Vance. He gets it, turns around, shoots, misses. Rebounded by Price. Rips the ball away. He'll bring the ball up court himself. Picks up his dribble. Almost traveled, but gets it to Zepeda. Inside to Horton. Off the glass. No good. He can't get it to fall, but he is fouled and will get a pair of shots. Chalmers picks up his first foul. And Horton goes to the line. He's 4-for-4 there tonight. And he misses. Robeson will come back in. Here comes the senior second one. That one's good. And it's 30-25. Warriors trailing. Chalmers will bring the ball up court, dribbling with his left hand, now his right, back to his left, and gives it over to Vance. Way out high, Horton guarding him. Over to Gilbert, now far side to Urban. Tries to penetrate, he'll take the 15-footer, partially blocked by Thomas, who will go the other way. With the ball is Robeson, across the center circle. Finds Price, way outside. Now to Scott. Inside to Horton. He'll try to power his way up. Puts it up, it won't go. Tipped around by Price. And a jump ball will be called, and it will be Delnor's possession. Price battling hard inside for the rebound, latched onto the ball, and the Warriors get a free possession out of it. To Price, dribbles once, gets the man into the air, no call, but Horton ends up with it. Price finally gets it, puts it in the glass, no good, and rebounded by Gilbert. Warriors have 3 point-blank chances and can't get any of them dropped. Shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Price, and Price is fouled, and that is Urban's third. Price, a little winded as he walks down the court. He's working very hard underneath.
Later.
Robeson will bring the ball across the center circle. Hands the ball off to Thomas. Now to Price as the Warriors run a high weave again. Far side to Robeson. He gets a screen from Horton. Robeson inside to Horton. He's double-teamed, has the ball knocked away. Another turnover by Delnort. Over to Savage. Goes inside, misses, as both teams are struggling offensively. Now the ball to Robeson. Gives it to Scott on the far side sideline. He'll dribble up to the center circle, hand it off to Thomas. Thomas penetrates, spins, now to Horton outside at the top of the key. Now to Scott, he'll line up the three, he'll launch the three, he'll in and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off Eureka, Delnort ball with a fresh shot clock. 30-25 our score, 3:36 to go here in the third quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Robeson looking, finds Scott. He'll take the three again. That one is good. And a timeout is called by Delnort as the Warriors work, whittle, strive, battle, and have cut the lead down to two. 30-28 with 3:32 to go here in the third quarter. Gives us a chance to hello to some more Sportscaster Club members, including Mad Dog John Horner's favorite place to go, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Free vacuuming, he keeps telling me. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. More John Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Delnord Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delnord's next game will not be until next Wednesday, when the Warriors travel to St. Bernard's for a 7:30 p.m. battle there, here in Eureka, just about maybe a mile and a half from here. Full court pressure by Delnord. We don't see this a lot. As Eureka will try to break it, and almost stolen, but they're able to get it across the center circle before the 10-second count. Now Chalmers has it way outside with 20 to shoot. Chalmers dives on Robeson, puts a wild shot up, but rebounded inside by Vance, who gets the basket. Vance now has 5, and the lead again is 5 for the Loggers. Zepeda with the ball on the far side, sideline, dribbling with his right hand, picks up the dribble, ball's tipped, but goes to Horton. He'll give it right back. We swing it out to Robeson. Now to Thomas, way out high. 13 to shoot. To Robeson. Thought about the 3. Gives it back to Thomas. Down to 9. Zepeda with it. Finds Horton. He'll drive. Spin. Puts it up off the left side. He's fouled and will go to the line with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. As Chalmers gets foul number 2. And Horton will go to the line. He is 5 of 6 there so far tonight. That one's no good. Horton yet to get a basket tonight. Still a 5-point lead with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. Here comes the senior second shot. It's up. It's no good either. Warriors have struggled at the free throw line this season, shooting just 57%. Ball is stolen by Delnord. And eventually Thomas comes up with it. Warriors will try to cut the 5-point deficit. Delnord has never led this entire game, trailed by as many as 9. Ball is stolen after an errant pass. And no good. Nice defense by Horton. Battled on what would have been an easy layup and caused problems. Robeson thought about the 3. Instead, he'll give it to Zepeda, who launches a 3, and he nails a 3. The 9th three-pointer of the season for Edwin Zepeda cuts the lead to 1, 32-31, with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. Chalmers goes all the way, misses, rebounded by Delnord. Horton with it. He gives it over to Robeson, dribbling down the far side of the court. Now he'll pick it up. Gives it over to Nani Scott, way out high. He gets to the top of the key, swings it back, launches the long three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Vance. He'll push the pace. Ball is knocked down, but Vance tracks it back down, loses the handle, spins, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Delnord Zepeda. He'll give the ball to Robeson. Coach Chris Rice calls for Jayhawk. Everybody in Delnord knows. Everybody is played Delmore basketball the last 20 years, knows what Jayhawk is, the high weave. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Delmore trailing by 1. They've not led the entire game. Trailed by as many as 9. Thomas with it with 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Gives it over to Robeson into the corner. Looking, cross-court pass to Thomas with 5. He'll take the shot and has it knocked down. It will be Delmore's ball. With 2 seconds on the shot clock. Will be on the baseline near the Warrior bench. Robeson lobs it in. It's tipped, and eventually Eureka comes up with it. The horn goes off, and the Eureka player thought the play was dead. He gave up on it, And Zepeda picked up the ball and raced coast to coast for an easy basket. Delnord has the first lead of the night at 33-32. Chalmers with the ball. He'll go baseline. Zepeda guarding him. Kicks it out to Vance. Into the far side corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Delnord. 5 seconds to go. Horton gets fouled near the top of the, near the center line. 16 foul against Delnord. That is Savage's second. So there's 4.16 seconds to go. Zepeda will inbound. Gets the ball to Robeson. Robeson dribbles the ball off his own foot, and it will go out of, that will be the end of the third quarter. Delnord, which has trailed the entire game, now leads 33-32 as we get ready for the start of the fourth quarter. We'll be back with those final 8 minutes of regulation right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Sports.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnord Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delnord outscores Eureka 11-5 in the third quarter, and as a result, the Warriors lead 33-32 in this Big Five conference battle between old rivals here at Eureka High School. The Loggers start the second half, fourth quarter with the ball. Three-pointer goes up, no good, but the long rebound goes back out to Eureka. Shot goes up, long two-pointer this time, another offensive rebound, and finally, Chalmers gets the ball and scores, and the Loggers go back out in front, 34-33. To Price, way out high, swings it back to Robeson, who finds Zepeda, whose off-balance shot is no good, but Thomas is there. He misses it, but he knocks the rebound out of the hands of the Loggers, and the Warriors get the ball back in another opportunity to take the lead. Price finds Horton. He'll take the jumper. It's short. But Thomas is there for another offensive rebound. The Warriors will get a fourth opportunity. Price with it. Back to Robeson. Robeson probing. Gets it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Thomas. No good, but rebounded by Horton, who gets his first basket of the night. He's got seven. And Delnord's back out by one. 35-34 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. With the ball. Hans Chalmers. He gets the screen. And he gives it back to Vance, way out high. Horton guarding him. Vance trying to get in there, and they say he palmed the ball. A turnover by the Loggers. Vance, who scored 30 on Tuesday against St. Bernard's in a big victory for the Loggers, has just 5 tonight against Delnord's defense. Warriors will try to extend its 1-point lead. Loggers try to double-team Robeson. They can't. Thomas finds Price, who finds Horton. He goes strong to the basket and lays it in. Back-to-back baskets for the senior. And Delnord now has a 3-point lead. Delnord trailed, and a foul will be called against Zepeda. That is Zepeda's first.
His first foul of the game.
Chalmers will bring the ball up court as Coach Rice and the official have a conversation. Chalmers puts up a wild shot, but he's bailed out as Thomas picks up his first foul of the night. And Chalmers will go to the line for a pair. Nani Scott will come back in at the next dead ball after the first free throw. Chalmers makes the first. So he's got three this quarter. He's got 13 for the game. Shot is up. It's off the front rim. No good. Ball's tipped around for a while. Horton out-hustles everybody, but his pass to Nani Scott is stolen by Eureka. Chalmers swings it out. Urban drives, puts it up off the glass. No good. Ball's on the ground again. Price ends up with it. He outlets it to Robeson. Eureka does a good job getting back on defense, and the Warriors will get in their offensive set. Price with it, way out high, stops, finds the Peta inside the free throw line. His pass to Scott is knocked around, and we will have a timeout by Eureka just as the ball was being tied up. Our score with 5:35 to go on the Setter Coast Hospital scoreboard, Del Norte 37, Eureka 35. And Warrior Athletics are brought to you thanks to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Casadores Mexican Restaurant. For real, authentic Mexican food, make your choice. Casadores Mexican Restaurant on Northcrest Drive. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Well, you can call... I'm going to try that again. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name, located across the street from Crescent Elk Middle School. I'm laughing because all season I have not been able to successfully navigate those, 10 words? Not that difficult. The game, however, has been a challenge for both teams. Delmore came out a little flat, trailed by as many as 9 in the first half, but currently hold a 2-point lead with 5.5 minutes to go. But Eureka with the ball. Hans Chalmers with it. He's led the Loggers tonight. Almost throws the ball away, but Urban is able to track it down. Urban, way out high with Robeson guarding him. 15 on the shot clock. He'll try to penetrate, gets in, kicks it back out. That's Hodges. Gives it back to Urban. Less than 10 to shoot. Urban will try to penetrate again. Gets all the way to the hoop. Shot is blocked by Thomas and rebounded by Nani Scott. And Scott is fouled. That will be the 16th foul against Eureka. And that will be the third foul on Hans Chalmers. Full court pressure now by the Loggers. Price will inbound. And he gets it to Zepeda. See? Quick pass to Robeson. The Warriors will push the pace, and he is fouled right in the middle of the court, and that will send him to the line for a one-on-one. One more. Now they're going to say no. It is one-on-one. Yes, it is. But picking up the foul was Savage. That is his fourth. And going to the line is Wyatt Robeson. Senior puts it up. The senior puts it in. He'll get a second for his effort. And Del Norte's lead is up to 3, 38-35. Thomas will come back in. And Price will literally skip his way down to the bench. Here comes Robeson's second. He's 3 of 5 at the line tonight. Deep breath. Shot goes up off the rim. No good. And now he's 3 for 6. Still a 3-point lead for the Warriors. Shot goes up by Chalmers. Misses. Thomas with another rebound. Warriors have just been getting great minutes tonight from Thomas, just as they did last Tuesday against McKinleyville. Thomas with the ball. Gives it over to Robeson. Robeson thought about trying to penetrate. Urban tightly guarding him. Back to Thomas at the center circle. Swings it inside to Robeson. He loses the handle. Tracked down by Scott. And now to Thomas. Thomas will drive. Gets his shot blocked, but gets the ball back, and he's fouled and will go to the line for a pair of free throws. Who's gonna get the foul? And if that's number five, it is. That is number the fourth foul on Hans Chalmers, the leading scorer tonight for the Loggers. Two shots for Thomas. 54% from the line this season. Thomas' shot is up, and it falls in. Warriors have their biggest lead of the night, 4 points in what has been a defensive battle, 39-34 with 4:17 to go in regulation. Second one rolls in, and Delnort now has a 5-point lead. Mats comes in for Delnort, and Scott will get a quick breather before undoubtedly going back in. Full court pressure again by Delnort. Loggers, Urban with it, looking to trap. They're able to get it across, and they send it out to Urban to set things up. Now to Vance, who's playing with foul issues. Now to Millander. He'll bring it all the way out top and set things up. Zepeda guarding him. Now the Loggers run a weave. Chalmers gives it to Urban. He'll take the 14-footer off the front of the rim. No good, but Chalmers ends up with it, and we have a jump ball between Chalmers and Horton. And it will be Delnort's possession with 3:48 to go. Warriors trailed by as many as 9 in the first half, and Nani Scott comes in. Mats comes out. Full court pressure again by the Loggers. A 3-2 look. Thomas to inbound. He gets it to Robeson. They'll double-team him. He splits it, gets it to Thomas. Back to Robeson. Tries to go baseline. Finds Horton in the front court. And now Delnort has a chance to set up their offense and run some time off the clock, leading by 5 with 3:35 to go. Instead, it's Horton who can't quite make the acrobatic layup. And Eureka will have a chance to cut the margin. 3.5 to go. Chalmers almost has the ball taken away by Zepeda. He has to give it up. Urban drives. The ball is tipped out of bounds, and it will be the Warriors' ball. Now they're going to talk about it. And they are going to say it was tipped by Delnort, and Eureka will keep possession. Urban will inbound. And a timeout is called by Eureka coach Jimmy Rogers. So let's set the stage. It's 3:17 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Our score, Delnort 40, Eureka 35. Delnort is in the bonus. They'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. The Warriors themselves only have committed 3 fouls here in the second half. Foul trouble? Yes, Eureka has it. Hodges has 3. Savage has 4. Chalmers, who has 9, 11, 12, 13, 14 points tonight to lead Eureka. He has 4, and Urban has 3. For Delnort, Horton has 2, and Robeson has 2. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Delnort Tire. You know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guarantee. Also, Sedeco's Hospital, serving our community with care in the Hiuchi Hamlet. If they don't have it, you don't need it. On U.S. Highway 199 in the beautiful city of Hiuchi. Because where else would they put the Hiuchi Hamlet? It wouldn't make any sense to have it anyplace else. So Eureka will inbound. Delnort leading by 5 with 3:17 to go. The Warriors trying to go to 4-1 in conference. Vance with it. Has to give it up to Hodges. Millander with it now in the far side corner. Thomas guarding him. Back over to Hodges. Now Vance. He'll take the 3-pointer and make it. His second 3-pointer of the night. And just like that, Delnort's 5-point cushion is down to 2 with 3 minutes to play. 40-38 our score. Full court pressure again by the Loggers. And now to Scott. And he's tied up there, but he manages to get away. Dribbles out of trouble. And gives the ball to Horton. Now to Robeson, and they'll set things up with 12 seconds to go. Coach Rice calling the play. Down to 8. Robeson still with it at the top of the key. He penetrates, puts it up with the left hand, misses, and rebounded by Eureka. The Loggers will try to fast break. Chalmers all the way to the hoop. He scores. and we are tied at 40. Full court pressure again. Quick pass across the timeline to Horton. Now Robeson. Coach Rice saying run the play, run the play. Thomas now with it way out high. Del Norte led by 5 just seconds ago. Now it's tied at 40. With the ball, Robeson way out high again. Back to Scott. He'll try to drive. Gets cut off by Vance. Loses the handle. But fortunately, well, maybe not. Ball is loose. Eventually, the Loggers come up with it. And finally, Del Norte's Thomas gets it. And timeout is called by Del Norte with 1:44 to go in the game. Our score, Del Norte 40, Eureka 40. Whew, what a wild, wild scene. No fans here tonight. It was supposed to be a two-week ban on fans that was supposed to end tomorrow. To the best of my knowledge, there's been no word that fans will be allowed in the stands tomorrow night when the Del Norte girls play host to Eureka. Of course, that game will be heard live on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Tune into the pregame show at about 7:20 with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mad Dog John Horner. There's lots of rumors going around that the Humboldt Del Norte League may go back to a scene or a situation where parents are allowed to come to games, or a select number of fans as selected by the players, usually mom and dad, maybe a brother or sister, maybe a grandparent. But we've heard nothing official. An update, we just got this from Gabe Lopez. An update on no spectators mandate will be issued tomorrow morning. Thanks, Gabe. So, hopefully we'll find out sooner than later and get the word out whether fans will be able to attend tomorrow night's game and the games for the rest of the season. Del Norte has the ball. Fresh shot clock. Price will inbound. Vance guarding him. They get the ball to Zepeda. He'll bring the ball past the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Loggers. Robeson with it. Gets it to Horton at the top of the key. Ball over his head. Now to Zepeda. Chalmers guarding him. He's got 4 fouls. Ball is knocked away and goes out of bounds off Eureka with 15 to shoot. Del Norte will inbound from the baseline. About 1 yard from the key. Robeson looking, and the ball is knocked out of bounds as they tried to get it to Scott. Still 15 on the shot clock. 1:23 to play. Our score is tied at 40 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. And timeout is called by Eureka. 1:23 to go. 40-40 our score. As mentioned earlier, Del Norte's boys' next game will not be until Wednesday, when Del Norte will travel back down to Eureka to take on St. Bernard's. The Crusaders 12-4 overall this season. Got knocked off Tuesday night by 10 by Eureka. Del Norte then will go to Fortuna on January 28th. And then on February 2nd, Arcata, the other team tied with Del Norte at this moment for first place in the Big Five Conference, and the only team to defeat Del Norte in Big Five play this season, will come to Crescent City. And then the regular season will wrap up with a road trip on February 4th to McKinleyville. And then the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship Tournament will be held, a.k.a. the Dick Nicolai Tournament. And then North Coast Section Playoffs. Del Norte will inbound. Robeson in the corner. Tough place to inbound. Looking, and he gets it to Zepeda. Back to Robeson. Into the far side corner to Scott. 9 to shoot. Scott drives, and a foul will be called against Eureka. And that will be Hodges fourth. Correction. That will be Hodges fifth. So Evan Hodges will go out having scored 7 points for the Loggers. And Coach Jimmy Rogers and the officials having a discussion. Coming in will be Jamin Gilbert. And going to the line to shoot 1-1 will be Wyatt Robeson. He's 3 of 6 from the line tonight. All further fouls against Eureka will be double bonus. Shot is up. Shot is good. Del Norte goes back in front. 41-40. As Thomas comes back in, Price will get a quick rest. He goes to the first seed on the bench, meaning he'll be coming back in just a second. So here comes the junior second shot. Trying to give Del Norte a 2-point lead with 1:16 to play. The right-hander puts it up, off, and goes out of bounds off Nani Scott. Del Norte now leads by one, 41-40. Warriors in first place with a 3-1 record. And Chalmers will bring the ball up court. Zapata will guard him across the timeline, down the left side of the court. Cuts him off. Over to Caden Vance. Vance will try to drive. Throws it out of bounds. Thought that Chalmers was right there, but Chalmers had taken a couple steps down the court. Price comes back in.
Take it out, corner.
And Thomas comes out. Exactly 1 minute to play. Del Norte 41. Eureka 40. Warriors have defeated Eureka 14 consecutive times. Scott with the ball, gets it over to Robeson. Cross the timeline. Urban guarding him. Now to Price. 50 seconds to go. Warriors leading by one. Warriors running Jayhawk. The high weave, taking some time off the clock. Price to Robeson. Down to 15 to shoot. Robeson with it, way out high. Urban guarding him. Now to Zapata, the senior with the ball. Zapata will try to drive. Gets into the paint, shoots, scores! Zapata with a huge basket. Del Norte up by three with 25 seconds to go. And timeout will be called by Eureka. 23 seconds remaining. Del Norte 43. Eureka 40. In a game that has been a gut fight. Both these teams have battled. It has not been a Picasso, but it has been a Pier 6 brawl. Both teams giving everything they have. The Loggers feeling that they've turned the corner, especially after Tuesday night's big win against crosstown rival St. Bernard's by 10. Del Norte sitting atop the Big Five conference standings, tied with Arcata at a 3-1 record. Whew. Tomorrow night, the action continues as Eureka's girls basketball team comes to Del Norte High as the Warriors will play host to the Loggers starting at 7:30 p.m. Pre-game show at 7:10 on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. Eureka has the ball. Del Norte has the lead by three. 23 seconds to go. Savage with the ball. Far side sideline. He's looking. Gives it over in the corner to Urban. Back to Vance. He'll put up the shot. Off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Millender. He'll take the left-handed jumper. No good. Rebound by Nani Scott. And a timeout is called by Del Norte with 10.88 seconds to go. Del Norte 43. Eureka 40. One can imagine that Coach Jimmy Rogers will have his team go for the steal right off the bat. If they can't get a steal, and Del Norte has had turnover troubles tonight, if they don't get a steal, there'll be an immediate foul. Eureka has 9. Another foul will be 10. Del Norte will be shooting 2 shots the rest of the way. And if Del Norte can get to the foul line, sink one, makes it a 2-possession game with basically 11 seconds to go. That would serve Del Norte well. Coach Rice wanting to know exactly where the ball will be inbounded. It'll be on the far side sideline. about parallel with the free throw line in the backcourt. Full court pressure, of course. It will be Price, Scott, Zapata, Robeson, and Horton, the starting five. They get the ball in, and a foul is immediately called. Wyatt will go to the line for two shots. Foul will be called on Chalmers, and that will be his fifth foul of the night. Terrific game by the 6'3" junior. 16 points to lead Eureka, but he will have to come out, and he is replaced by Cairo Jimenez. And if there were any fans in the stands, they would be giving him a big round of applause right now. Thomas will come in after the first free throw. 9.35 seconds to go. Robeson at the line. He's made 2 of 3 here in the fourth quarter. Here comes the first one. Dribbles the ball twice. Eyes the basket. Puts it up. Off the front rim, off the back rim, and into the cylinder. It's a 4-point lead for the Warriors with less than 10 seconds to play. Price comes out. Thomas comes back in. Here comes Robeson's second. He eyes it. Patiently puts it up. Goes off the rim. Out. No good. But rebounded by Nani Scott. And he is fouled with 7.46 seconds to go. Coming back in, coming into the game tonight for Del Norte will be Aiden Antonetti as Scott goes to the line for two shots. Shot is no good. Horton comes out. So now, Dillner, the key thing for the Warriors, don't foul. Do not foul. Whatever you do, do not commit a foul. Scott puts it up. It rims out. No good. Eureka will push the ball down court. 3-point shot on the way. In and out. No good. Rebounded by nobody. It goes out of bounds. The horn goes off, and the Warriors escape with a 44-40 victory here at Eureka High. A game that saw Del Norte struggle offensively, but in the end is able to pull out the win and improve to 4-1 in Big Five conference play. We'll be back with the post-game report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week post-game show. We'll have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
remains atop the Big Five conference standings thanks to a 44-40 victory here in Eureka over the Loggers. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 and DelNortSports.com. DelNort came out a little flat, and Eureka came out determined to get its second Big Five conference win of the season. And, in fact, led 17-13 after one and had a 9-point lead on a couple occasions in the first half and led 27-22 at the halftime break. But in the third quarter, the Warriors flexed their muscles, outscored the Loggers 11-5, thanks in large part to Edwin Zepeda, along with Adrell Horton carrying the load. And then in the fourth quarter, score was tied at 40. But DelNort was able to make some free throws down the stretch. Wyatt Robeson knocking down some key ones, and the Warriors take the victory. Let's take a look at scoring for the Loggers. DelNort was led by Hans Chalmers, who had 16. Caden Vance had just 5. He had 30 on Tuesday night against St. Bernard's. Jordan Urban had 7, all in the first quarter. Evan Hedges also had 7. With 3 was Donovan Melander. Ian Savage had 2. And Cairo Jimenez had none, played but did not score. Warriors were led by Edwin Zepeda. He had 13. Nani Scott had 9. So did Horton. He had 9 as well. Wyatt Robeson had 7. 5 of those from the foul line. 3 of those in the final seconds of the fourth quarter to seal the win. Price had 3. Evan Thomas had 2. Playing but not scoring was Cooper Maxwell, Tanner Skerrick. Brody Matz did have 1. And Weston Fitch played but did not score. DelNort, 14 of 24 at the free throw line. Not good. Better, but not good. DelNort as a team still shooting below 60% this season. DelNort's next game will be against St. Bernard's on Wednesday night back here in Eureka. That game will be broadcast on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNortSports.com. Tomorrow night, DelNort's girls will be in action at home taking on first place Eureka, the Loggers 3-0 in conference. DelNort coming in with a 1-3 record, having lost Wednesday night to McKinleyville, a game that they really think they should have won. They lost by 2, 46-40. And that game, of course, will also be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 FM as well as DelNortSports.com. Well, that should wrap things up here at Eureka High School, where DelNort has captured a hard-fought 44-40 win over the Loggers on Eureka's home court. For our engineer without peer, JD, back of the studio, thank you very much, my friend. As always, a fabulous job. For Mike O'Brien at KPOD, Larry Tempe, our general manager, Mike Wilson, president of Bi-Coastal Media, we want to all give a big thank you for joining us here this evening, and also, as always, a major shout-out to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Without them, Warrior Broadcast on KPOD and DelNortSports.com would not be possible. Please stop in and say thank you. Once again, our final score tonight, DelNort captures a 44-40 win over Eureka. DelNort stays in first place, probably in a tie with Arcata at 4-1 in the Big Five conference standings. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Take care. Stay positive, test negative, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the DelNort Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, DelNort Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, DelNort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, DelNort Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.